Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mother's Day is a chance to say thank you. So thanks, Murph. You've been like a mom to me.
What does that even mean?
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. That was a really odd thing to say, John.
Well, I meant it.
I take it as a compliment then. Other than the Rockets' pointless and painful decision to foul repeatedly, and wasn't that awful? They got to do something to stop that.
You know how many free throws DeAndre Jordan shot?
20?
34 free throws.
Awful. Other than that, it's been a riveting weekend of NBA playoffs. These are the kind of games that get fans back on the bandwagon. Maybe even my father will start watching again. Bulls and Cavs tied with the best player on the planet goes Jimmy Chitwood. LeBron James says, give me the ball, I'll make it. And he does. Corner three. LeBron James has now made more go-ahead shots in the final 5 seconds of playoff games than Michael Jordan did. 6-5. How about that? 282-9010 for your thoughts on LeBron carrying the Cavs. Another hot topic, Deflategate findings. And yes, I'm as tired of all scandals being named.
And we got one of the balls here, too.
Something gate as you are. We do have a deflated football. Sound off survey at WHOTV.com. How should the NFL punish Tom Brady? Fine only? 1 to 4 game suspension? More than 4 games? The NFL should do nothing? Vote now. Results at the end of the show. The NFL's Wells report could not be more clear. It's more probable than not that Tom Brady might have possibly, there's a better than 50-50 chance, been somewhat likely aware of the possibility, if not probability, of the outside the rules deflation of football's maybe.
Got it.
My son Cade is a Patriots fan. Tom Brady, his favorite player. Cade watched 17 reports and read 32 stories and still had the question in simplistic form, as only a kid can. Dad, did Brady cheat? I told Cade the truth. We don't know for sure, but it sure looks that way. Before Deflategate, I didn't even realize footballs had to be inflated within league rules. I thought quarterbacks could make the footballs however they wanted, which is why, in my mind, each team used its own. Otherwise, why not just have the NFL provide and manage all footballs? We also know Brady actually played better in the playoffs when the footballs were properly inflated. He was the MVP of the Super Bowl, and that game had the most heavily scrutinized footballs in the history of football. The football being just the way Brady wants it is likely somewhat psychological. But like many ultra-competitive, highly successful people, Tom Brady always looks for an edge, even if that edge might take him out of gamesmanship and into rule-breaking. No thoughtful person can read the report and conclude that Brady didn't know. Brady texted like a teenage girl to one of the equipment managers, and another equipment guy dubbed himself the deflator. And that leads to what I told Kate. It doesn't matter if Brady didn't really need deflated footballs. It doesn't matter if deflating footballs is not that big a deal, especially compared to some of the lawlessness of his NFL colleagues. What matters is Brady was asked about it and he wasn't forthcoming. Just like when Cade was 6 and ate a cookie before dinner and denied it. It's not the eating of cookie that's a big deal, it's the cover-up. I think deflated footballs had absolutely nothing to do with the Patriots winning the Super Bowl. And I think the NFL absolutely must suspend Tom Brady.
Keith, I think Tom Brady is still one of the best quarterbacks of all time, maybe the best. I'd like to give Brady the benefit of the doubt, but it's hard with all those 243 pages of evidence against him. If he is guilty, I scratch my head as to why a player with so much talent needs to do something that seems so meaningless to gain an advantage. I think it boils down to the fact of a competitor trying to gain every advantage possible, physical or mental. Even something as small as having a football inflated at 10 PSI instead of 12. Now, whether Brady is guilty or not, this does hurt his image as the clean-cut golden boy quarterback. Brady's critics will always remember this. I tip my hat to former Cyclone football player Corey Morrissey. Morrissey signed a free agent deal last week with the Baltimore Ravens, but at the last minute decided to give up football altogether. Morrissey was burned out. Instead of pursuing a dream others wanted for him, he made this tough decision to pass on a shot in the NFL to live a happier life. I respect that. As expected, Iowa football season tickets are way down. This is not a surprise. Bad home schedule plus expensive seat prices mixed with a stagnant program, and the fans are voicing their displeasure with their wallets. Now, Iowa will be fine revenue-wise because they get a ton of money from the Big Ten Network, but if it's butts in the seats you want, there's only one cure for that: winning.
Winning cures everything, John. We'll talk about that a little bit later in Face Off with A-Rod. 282-9010, that's the number to call in and sound off. We can go back to the end of that Bulls game. Does that stat surprise you that LeBron has now made more crunch time, final 5-second shots to put his team ahead in the playoffs than Jordan did?
So you believe that LeBron James is better than Jordan, that's what you're saying.
No,
You're saying it right now.
No, I don't.
It does surprise me because James has been criticized throughout his entire career for not hitting the big shot, and now all of a sudden he's hitting big shots, and this shot for LeBron, this was the Rose shot right here, but the next game, the one LeBron hit from the corner, essentially might have saved the Cavs season. You go down 3-1 in a series like this against a good Bulls team, and I think you're done. So I think the Cavs now are back on top, have the advantage in this series.
We have seen a fantastic weekend of basketball here. Which team do you think is in the most trouble? Because the Golden State Warriors won the most games this year, but they do not match up well with the Memphis Grizzlies. And by the way, don't forget, the Memphis Grizzlies, that's our affiliate here in Des Moines, right? Iowa Energy?
We can take credit for that, right?
I actually
think the Warriors are in trouble because the Grizzlies play this old-school style of pound it inside, get the ball to the big guys. The Warriors just like to shoot threes, and if those threes aren't falling, they are going to be in trouble. So I actually think the Warriors are in trouble.
We'll get the phone lines open. Having a problem with that right now, so we'll go to lookalikes. We'll come back. 282-9010. Keep trying. We'll get that problem worked out. The lookalikes need to have a local connection if possible. Old Spice judges Austin Berger thinks John Sears' bobblehead looks like real-life Troy Aikman. Old Spice, what do you think? No, this is way better than Liza Minnelli.
So last week I looked like Liza Minnelli. Now I look like Troy Aikman. That does kind of look like Troy Aikman a little bit.
Yeah, so does Troy Aikman look like Liza Minnelli? I'm not sure. Ryan Davidson thinks UNI basketball coach Ben Jacobson looks like Cubs president Theo Epstein. Old Spice. I agree. Yeah, it's just not quite right. It's not there.
Yeah, it's not close enough.
Too much jaw for Jacobson.
Yeah.
Guys, it's like Rob Houtland just turned into Charlie Brown, all because of one little fight. It's next in What's Bugging Andy.
Thank you. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Chad writes, just make him, Brady, play for the Jets next year. That seems like good punishment.
Oh, that sounds really good. Brian says, Tuck Rule, Spygate, Deflategate, all these infractions deserve asterisks next to their Super Bowl victories. Obviously not a Patriots fan.
I think the Patriots history does figure in here, though. Justin defends Brady, saying, crybabies. Brady is one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. Get informed before spouting off about so-called scandals. This mishap is no fault of Tom Brady's. Get over it. Mm. Time to find out what's bugging Andy.
And it's not Jamie Foxx's national anthem, though. That still bothers anyone who heard it.
It's awful.
Guys, it's crazy the way perceptions in sports can shift on the fly. I mean, a week ago right now, I was feeling pretty good about the so-called fight of the century. I'd watched it with a group of neighbors, some of whom I'd never even met. It was cool. And at this time last week, I was still thinking about all the pomp and circumstance in the fight, the parade of celebrities who'd filed into the MGM Grand on the red carpet to watch the fight, the years of anticipation that had built up, and the feeling of satisfaction that many of us had in finally seeing Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao in the ring together. But by Monday, I had started talking about the fight itself. Did that all week, and here I am tonight feeling completely different about that fight. I mean, 180 degrees. It's like somehow Rob Houtland turned into Charlie Brown. How does that happen? In 1 week, we have gone from wanting to cheer Manny Pacquiao to victory to wanting to sue him in court. We've gone from heralding Floyd Mayweather as a genius of defense and counterpunching to deriding him for beating yet another chump who was injured, overrated, past his prime, or all three. Well, as usual, it's our own fault. We put way too much into this fight. Hopes, dreams, money, expectations. It had more crap piled on it and baked in it than one of those bacon-wrapped deep-dish pizzas from Little Caesars. Of course it was a disappointment. It was like 6 years overdue. Fighters don't age like fine cheese. They age like cheese dip. The earlier you get to it, the better. Of course you felt ripped off. You paid $100 for the wrong thing. This wasn't about a fight, it was about an experience. It was about getting to see the two most famous names in the sport finally climb into the ring together. But we were so out of practice when it comes to boxing, we let that part slip our minds. Think of it. Those of us who buck up to see the Rolling Stones in concert this year won't be expecting to see Mick, Keith, Charlie, and Ron in their prime. We'll be paying to see them in the flesh. We know that Jumpin' Jack Flash has had some hip replacement surgeries and hair plugs. When we leave, we can say that we saw the Rolling Stones and we can, you know, convince ourselves that they sounded just fine. We can do the same with this fight. We did get what we expected, a huge, memorable spectacle. If you're now feeling ripped off, it's because you've tried to change those expectations long after they came due. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
I still feel ripped off, Andy.
We all do.
Now that we've seen Mayweather-Pacquiao, what's next? Find out who's in your five. Phone's back up at 282-9010. Give us a call here live and sound off. You can always join the conversation on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. B. McCool writes, I don't get why ISU doesn't have baseball. They would get great crowds. Makes no sense.
One problem.
Yeah, they didn't
they
get great
baseball.
Crowds. Yeah, they had baseball. There were occasionally a good crowd, but not consistent great crowds.
Jen's tweets, I know one person who'd be pushing for the year suspension for Tom Brady. That'd be the number one Bills fan, Scott Sipker. Hashtag AFC East wide open.
Sipker wishes Brady would be sent to the Bills as punishment. The Iowa nice guy responds to Jens, oh, wait, here we go. I think they give him the most severe punishment by forcing him to be traded to the Bills. Great minds think alike. There you go. Or at least warped ones. Who's in your five? Now that Mayweather finally fought Pacquiao, well, fought John or danced with it? Would you say fought?
Slow danced, kind of like to an R. Kelly song.
Massaged each other?
Yeah.
Top five things U.S. sports fans want to see now. Number five, an undefeated NCAA men's basketball
team.
We
almost had it.
Almost. Number four, Tiger Woods winning another major.
I want to see it.
Some of you don't want to see this, but you will pay attention if he gets close. Number three, Pete Rose elected to the Hall of Fame. New commissioner. Ooh. Maybe this will be closer. Number two. A triple crown winner. We've been waiting since 1977. Will it be the poorly spelled American Pharaoh? And number one, can there be any doubt? Cubs win the World Series. What would it be like? I can remember Oh, how long's that been? 12 years, 13 years ago when the Cubs were seemingly on their way to the World Series in the Bartman game.
The Bartman game, yeah. I was in college and there was nuts in those bars. Everybody's wearing their Cubs gear.
The streets were packed with people. The newsroom here was going nuts. We were planning live shots and we know what happened next. It'd be even more crazy now.
Now, does Andy Fales want to see a Cubs World Series?
He wants to see the Cubs in the World Series and then see them lose. James joins us from Des Moines. James, the Cubs have kind of cooled off. Are you still buying World Series tickets?
Not buying World Series tickets. Just hoping that they can kind of play 500 baseball this year. You know, the last couple of years they've had, you know, they've been 15 games under 500 to finish the season. I'm just hoping for a 500 season. But lately, I mean, they've just been playing terribly, losing the Brewers, and a team that's well under 500. So I just kind of wanted to get your guys' take on what you think of the Cubs this season and what they need to fix.
Well, here's your stat of the day, James. The Iowa Cubs are 15-15. The Chicago Cubs are 15-15. Same record.
James, the Cubs organization at the highest levels right now is the definition of mediocre. You okay with that? That's an improvement.
I mean, it's a step in the right direction, but, you know, obviously the end game is that we want a World Series.
Boy, that is the end game. That was number one on Who's in Your Five.
Chris
Thank
Bryant's
you, James.
First home run as a major leaguer there. Kind of a cool thing. The players left the dugout when it went in, and he just, you know, was celebrating by himself.
Love that. Now, how long have they been sitting on this idea? They don't know when he's going to hit it, and he's circling those bases. He must have been feeling so good he's just unaware, and you get back there, and there's no one there. That's awesome.
Now, we do need to point out one thing to be a little fair here. Chris Bryant gets a lot of hype. He's hyped up a lot. He's not having the greatest year so far. He's batting .259.
Jeez, what a buzzkill you are tonight, John.
Wouldn't you think that he would be batting better than that? I mean, with all the hype he's been getting, oh, the first home run. I'm just pointing it out, okay?
I did think he was batting 700.
We need to chill on the Chris Bryant hype.
Let's get a quick thought from Ken in Monroe. He's been waiting patiently. Hi, Ken.
Yeah, I think it's obvious what's going to happen to Tom Brady.
What's going to happen?
Well, I think he'll get traded to the Toronto Raptors. They've been needing a quarterback.
Did he mean the Toronto Argonauts of the CFL? Maybe he meant the Argonauts.
In nearly 19 years of Sound Off, that might have been a top 10 nonsensical call. And that's saying something.
Ken has reached a new level.
Way to go, Ken.
Good job, Ken.
The SpongeBob SquarePants 400. Why is that up for debate? John and I have answers in Face Off. You can always email the show. It's kind of old school, but remember when the show started, we used to get typed letters. Now only Andy gets them. SoundOff@whotv.com. First it was Clippers Spurs going seven games. Now the Cavs Bulls are exchanging buzzer beaters in their best of seven series tied two games each. The NBA Finals are going to be hard pressed to live up to what we've already seen. Shane from Marshalltown.
Time for Face Off. Come in early, do hours of research, formulate some thoughts on what I think are interesting topics, and then Murph just says whatever pops in his head.
That sounds about right.
The bank not usually open nights and weekends unless it's the NBA bank.
Clock is late, Gasol has to. Oh, he banked it in! Pierce, fall away at the horn, it's gone!
Rose trying to get open, fires away.
Fantastic. Mm. Pierce had the best answer. Did you call bank? I called game. LeBron did not use the bank. He's so rich, he doesn't need a bank.
He does not. A-Rod passed Willie Mays for fourth on the all-time home run list. That's just wrong.
It is wrong. A-Rod is a serial cheater. There's a chance A-Rod's back on steroids right now, and I'm being serious. But here's the thing, John. Some Yankee fans who wouldn't spit on A-Rod if he were on fire a year ago, they're now cheering A-Rod's every move.
But first place cures cheating, right?
It forgives almost anything, that's for sure. Plus, A-Rod juiced. Compared to the Floyd Mayweathers and Ray Rices of the sports world, I think it's easier for fans to forgive. I get that part of it.
Okay, here's your stat of the night. 2.1 million online users still use AOL dial-up. How is this possible?
Just a minute, John. Just a few more seconds. Still waiting. What was the question?
Never mind. And honestly, can you take a sporting event seriously if it's named the SpongeBob SquarePants 400?
Yes! Yes, you can! I think we should have the Dora the Explorer U.S. Women's Open and the Caillou World Cup. You've got two kids, another on the way. Ideas?
I do. Sure, how about the Paw Patrol Derby?
Wait, what is the Paw Patrol?
The Paw Patrol Derby, you know. Monster Machines Truck Stop 500 and the Bubble Guppy World Championships.
What's Bubble Guppy?
Bubble Guppies.
I can tell my kids have gotten older. I don't know. Are those all real things?
They are all real cartoons.
And John, it's Mother's Day, so I want to wish my wife Jenny and my mom Patricia a happy Mother's Day. They're the two mothers that have made my life far better than it would be without them, especially my mom, since without her, I wouldn't be born. Now, there's no chance Jenny or my mom is still awake, but word will get back to them, and that's brownie points for this guy. You can't add a picture. I did that with seniority, but this is a chance for you, John.
It's a good idea. Give me 1 second here. Hang on.
Is this dial up?
Can you see that? Got it?
Hold it up. No, just a little higher. Yep.
Got it?
Yep.
Right there?
Yep.
Anyway, happy Mother's Day, Maria, my wife, and my mom.
Sound off survey at whotv.com. How should the NFL punish Tom Brady? Fine only, 1 game suspension, 1 to 4 game, more than 4 games. NFL should do nothing. Look at the most popular answer, more than 4 games. A lot of Patriot hate.
What do you think he's going to get?
I think he'll get 2 games.
I think it'll be 1 to 4, yep.
We're back next week. Hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound off, send off. Down goes Shaq.
And this is obvious.
Get him, Kenny. Oh! 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 Oh!